government agency. Who needs it? Yeah.
Barney!
What?
What are you doing?
Establishing superiority.
Oh, you're drunk.
Survival of the fittest.
You're a drunk, stupid, what? Irresponsible
hey.
Son of a bitch.
Idiot. Super. Hey.
Hey.
Someone's coming out.
Oh, God. It's her.
Who?
Her.
Who her?
Laura.
Where?
Shh. Just keep your head down.
What's she doing there this time of night?
I don't know. Tests, I guess.
What tests?
Pollution tests. She's testing somebody's water or something. I don't know.
Well, everybody's water's polluted. Tell them to drink alcohol. It's better for them.
She's gone back in.
Oi!
Shh. Get alive. She's probably phoning the police.
Oh, no, please.
Come on, then. Move.
What? Oh, what? Oh, God.
You wouldn't have thought it to look at him. But there is no doubt at all that Barney is the most senseless, idiotic lout ever to have frequented a Cambridge college.
That's why you love me. Get your feet off my dash.
Or what?
Or I'll chuck you out here and make you walk.
Can't walk. Can't even crawl. Like a cox for the blues, maybe. They wouldn't notice the difference. But one thing is for absolutely sure, I cannot walk a single step.
Barney, shut up.
You chuck me out of here, I'll die like a dog in a dirty ditch.
It just doesn't bear thinking about that this man was my hero in Cambridge. But he was everyone's hero. He was so damn cool, you practically froze just walking next to him.
I should never have been there.
You should have just quit.
They wouldn't let me.
Who wouldn't let you?
Team coach, tutors, you name it. Master, vice chancellor. Not to mention Lydia and her precious sugar daddy.
My heart bleeds.
Mr. Sodding Wonderful. You don't need a heart.
I won't have one if I don't get back to London tonight.
Why not stay over? Drive down tomorrow.
Go away. Lydia will kill me.
We'll get up early. You'll be there by 9.
We're meeting for breakfast.
Come on, Dean. Let's get a couple of girls round and have some fun.
Barney.
Okay, then. Okay. Just promise me you'll stop somewhere and sober up.
I'll stop somewhere and sober up.
Where will you stop and sober up?
Where I always stop.
Happy chef before you get on the motorway?
Barney, quit acting like you care. It's unnerving me.
You smash up this car and I'll have Lydia on my back like a ton of bricks and that's all I'm worried about.
I'll stop, okay?
Good. Drop me off here, I can walk the rest.
Well, if you like.
The thing about Barney, though, you just can't help being glad he's your mate. I mean, he pretends he doesn't care, but then he really does. So I stop at the Happy Chef, just like he wanted. I would have stopped there anyway. Probably.
Want some coffee, honey?
Yes, please. And I'm not your honey.
Bad day at work.
You could say that.
I know the feeling.
Look. Sam, is that your name?
Why shouldn't it be?
I don't mean to be rude, but could you just bring me some fresh sugar? This stuff's been coagulating for the last century.
What else am I here for?
The thing is, though, he's like a firecracker these days. Light the touch paper and stand well back. Like tonight, for instance. He just completely loses it.
Here you are. Sugar.
Thanks.
What's eating you, anyway?
Aren't you supposed to be working or something?
No.
Well, how come you served me?
You look nice, that's all. My shift finished 10 minutes ago.
Oh, thanks.
Just goes to show how deceptive looks can be.
How old are you, Sam?
27-ish. to you.
Didn't anyone ever tell you not to give away the goods for free?
Didn't anyone ever tell you the best things in life are free?
Oh, that's absolute, complete and utter nonsense.
Like you would know. You've never given anything away in your whole life.
Of course I have.
Prove it.
Don't be ridiculous. How can I prove it?
Buy me supper.
Is this some kind of hustle?
It might be.
Fine. Get yourself some supper. It's on me.
You mean that?
Sure, why not? And in spite of it all, even though he's screwy and he's probably the only bloke I can really talk to, he's like a part of me that can't get out.
It's women trouble, isn't it?
No, it's nothing of the sort.
Of course it is. Looking like you do. It's bound to bring trouble. Every woman you meet wants to go to bed with you.
Just shows how much you know.
Except the one you want.
Just eat your supper.
I am eating it.
Well, eat it faster. I have to get going.
You don't need to wait for me.
Hmm? That's true, I don't.
But since we're here, why don't you tell me about these women?
Why should I?
You've just left one of them. Where in? Up in Cambridge?
Norfolk.
And you're on your way to the other one in London.
Sam?
What?
Do you mind if I ask you a question?
I love it when you ask me questions.
You're not a waitress, are you?
Yeah, I am.
You don't behave like a waitress.
And how do waitresses have to behave?
They don't go around interrogating customers about their love life.
I'm a student, really. Part-time, anyway.
Oh, yeah. Studying what?
Psychosynthesis.
What the hell kind of a subject is that?
It's a form of psychotherapy based on Jung. The basic idea...
Isn't it all a bit middle class, that stuff?
Just because I'm black, I can't be middle class.
I didn't mean that. Of course I didn't.
The basic idea is we're each composed of lots of different sub-personalities, and all the sub-personalities are constantly at war with one another.
Inside our heads?
Inside our lives.
And that's why we're all screwed up?
In a nutshell, yes. The idea of psychosynthesis is to get the sub-personalities talking to each other to synthesize them into a complete human being. What?
Where did you come from?
Milton Keynes, originally.
Planet Zog, more like.
Laugh if you want.
So where does hustling customers fit into your grand design?
I've got no grand design. I just need to get to London tonight, that's all.
You what?
You're going to London, aren't you?
Well, you know I am.
So what are we waiting for?
We're waiting for you to finish your supper.
I'm done.
She's even crazier than Barney. But the funny thing is, whatever she's done, it's working. At the very least, I feel a bit more human now. And who knows? If her play regards right.
You better not jump to any conclusions, Dean.
You're not an easy person to second guess.
You better believe it.
Trust me.
Now that's funny.
Why?
Well, let's check out your credentials in the trust department. Correct me if I've got this wrong. There's Laura in Norfolk, and she's your fiancée.
She used to be my fiancée.
And now she wants to break it off, metaphorically speaking.
No, probably literally as well.
Because she's found out all about Lydia in London.
Kind of.
Lydia and Laura. How convenient they both begin with an L. Although it must make things scary in bed.
I try not to use people's names in bed.
Wise move.
It's a survival instinct.
And I'm supposed to trust you.
Actually, Laura doesn't know the half of it.
You mean it's worse than she suspects?
It's different from what she suspects.
Which is?
That Lydia and I are having an affair.
And are you or aren't you having an affair?
That depends on your definition of the word affair.
Oh, God. Eat your heart out, Bill and Monica. What are they like, these lucky women? Laura's clearly the marrying kind.
Laura is as pure and white as the driven snow. She's the girl next door with the winning smile. You can take her home to your family. Mum will melt. Dad will drool. You don't just want her body. You want her soul as well.
She sounds perfect.
She is perfect.
How did you and Lydia meet?
Her brother Barney was my best mate.
And what about Laura?
University.
real brat pack kid, aren't you?
Actually, no. My dad was a plumber. Barney's the rich kid gone astray. I'll take this evening. We go out, right, me and Barney. We have a couple of drinks. And I start going on about how Laura won't give me the time of day.
You saying you want to make it up with Laura?
Yes.
Because you love her or because she'd make the perfect wife?
Actually, it doesn't really matter why. The point is, I've tried everything I can and she doesn't want to know.
So you turn to Barney for comfort?
Except that now he's losing it. I mean, he's dangerous. One minute we're having a quiet drink, and the next he wants to go out causing damage.
And you didn't want to.
Before I know it, he's chucking bricks through people's windows.
Which is further than you wanted to go.
Definitely.
Even in your subconscious mind?
Of course. What are you getting at?
You keep using Barney to express your wild side. It'll get you into serious trouble.
Well, you're full of good advice.
I'm serious, Dean.
Where am I taking you?
Stoke Newington.
Is that where you live?
Yes.
There's a coincidence.
Pretty uncanny how she's got me nailed. She's looking at me. I can feel her eyes on my face. Why is it I'm always turned on by women who push me around?
This is it.
Where?
Right here.
So, what do you think?
About what?
This mess I'm in.
You're asking me?
You seem to have all the answers. What do you see?
I see pretty boy Dean at the mercy of his own charm and good looks. Hooked on passion and power.
That's Lydia, right?
But still hankering after perfection and purity.
In the form of Laura.
Much more important is what do you think?
I think I need a drink.
Don't look at me like that.
Like what?
Listen to me. I live in a scruffy studio flat with a 3/4-sized bed. I have maybe 3 beers in the fridge, but definitely no champagne. I sleep with my teddy bear. If I'm not up by 6:30, I'll be late getting back to my no-hope job at the Happy Chef. I won't even look at you unless you wear a condom.
That's fine. I have to be up early too.
You really are a piece of work.
No, listen, Sam.
What?
We don't have to do this if you don't want to.
Yes, Dean. We do have to do it.
Why?
Because I didn't reel you in this far just to lose you now. Hook, line, and sinker.
Top herself. I don't understand.
She was unhappy, I guess.
Oh, we're all unhappy.
Oh.
I mean, sometimes we are and sometimes we're not. What's the difference?
What a peculiar thing to say.
But don't you see? It's all nonsense. One day we'll wake up and find our lives are over. All we've ever done is chase after happiness. And guess what? It's only made us unhappy.
So? What do we all do instead, Dean?
Don't ask me. I haven't a clue.
Well, I think you do.
Why are you looking at me in that way?
No.
I'm not sure. Laura.
What is it?
There's something I need to tell you.
No,
there's something about me you need to know.
I don't want to know.
I want you to know.
Well, then tell me later.
No, Laura, listen.
No.
You don't understand. It's important.
Shut up.
No.
Lie still.
No. I've got to talk to you. I've got to tell you about... About...
About what, Dean?
About...
About nothing.
About...
Nothing.
About Lydia.
It's Sam.
What?
Me, Sam, her, Lydia. Wrong woman.
Where the hell am I?
You're in my bed. So forget this Lydia witch.
I was dreaming.
Sounded more like a nightmare.
It was a nightmare. It is a nightmare.
Then get out of it.
Oh, how can I?
Run away with me.
Oh, right. Like, that'll solve everything. So, what time is it?
Well, don't worry. It's not six yet. You had fun last night.
Oh, I can't remember.
Let me try and refresh you.
Stop that.
Lost your appetite?
Not exactly.
Oh, I see.
What?
You got to save something for later.
It's nothing like that.
It doesn't bother me. Why should it? I got what I wanted out of this. It doesn't pay to get too greedy. And that's the lesson we should all learn. Learn when to stop. You'd be surprised how much better the world would be. I mean, if they taught us that in school instead
Sam.
Of...
Sam.
What?
Don't do this. I'll call you.
Of course you will. Are you going to take your jacket?
Thanks.
Are you going to take my phone number?
Oh, yeah.
A bit difficult to call if you don't.
Right. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye.
What the hell am I doing? This whole damn business is messy enough already without someone else to have to lie to. Sometimes I wonder what would happen if I could just tell the truth to everyone. I wonder if they all might leave me in peace for a change.
Peace is an illusion.
Life is an illusion.
Wake up, Dean, and smell the sweet scent of success. What do you think we've built our civilization on? Happiness and harmony.
Do me a favor. I'm not a hippie.
Well, let me tell you. That tantalizing aroma is not the scent of patchouli and lavender. It's the tang of blood. It's the stench of nature, red in tooth and claw.
You would know.
All I'm telling you, if you'd care to listen, is that there's only one consequence from dreaming of peace.
And what's that?
Disillusionment, failure, constipation.
That's three consequences.
You want to be a failure or you want to be a success?
What was the middle one again?
There isn't a middle one.
I thought not.
You choose failure and you're out of here now.
In that case, since I haven't had any breakfast...
You haven't got time for breakfast.
How come?
Because you are breakfast.
Lydia.
What?
Nothing.
Don't fail me, Dean. If you know what's good for you, don't fail me.
I don't care what anyone says.
You got that?
I got it. There is something seductive about knowing you have only to put a single foot out of place and you will be cast into exile.
Don't ever fail me. Oh.
There is something compelling about ruthless power.
Good God, I'd forgotten how sweet you are.
And there is something wildly attractive about living on the edge of a precipice of lies.
Now tell me the truth.
What truth?
What happened with Laura?
I sorted it out, like you said.
What took you so long?
She took some persuading. I told you it wouldn't be easy.
But now she's back on side again.
Right.
Are you sure about that?
Dean, please, just leave.
Of course I'm sure.
You better be.
Laura, please just listen to me.
Look, I'll go if it makes things easier.
Oh, Alex, I'm sorry.
That's fine. Really?
Thanks for taking me out to the nest.
What nest?
No problem. We'll see you later.
Bye.
What nest?
It's none of your business.
Who is this Alex guy?
He's a journalist.
Why are you spending so much time with him?
He's been helping us over some water pollution.
Really? What kind of pollution?
Just a local borehole that's got polluted with a toxic chemical.
Probably happens all of the time.
Maybe it does. In this case, a little girl's got sick.
Well, because of this chemical?
We don't know for sure.
Oh, but you ride in anyway, like a knight in shining armour, and save the day.
It's my job.
What's that, riding around in shining armour or saving the day?
Investigating pollution. Now, did you have anything vaguely constructive to say, or did you just come here to wind me up and waste my time?
Well, have dinner with me.
What for?
So we can talk.
There's nothing to talk about.
You know that isn't true.
Look, I've said all I've got to say, and I don't particularly want to hear your most recent excuse, whatever it is.
Come on, Laura, don't be like that. One way or another, we've got things to sort out together, haven't we?
Such as?
The flat, your things.
I suppose.
Oh, let's go and have some pasta on Church Street, eh?
I don't need to know what you ate, for God's sake.
Well, you wanted to know what happened. I'm telling you.
Well, fine, get on and tell me. Just spare me the gruesome detail.
It's not particularly gruesome.
It's detail, isn't it? Detail is gruesome.
This whole damn business is gruesome. Norfolk is so interminably flat. There's nothing whatsoever to do there.
You should look up Barney.
Well, we had a drink last night.
Last night? I thought you were with Laura.
Yes, I was. But later, we had a drink later.
Just one?
Maybe a couple, and then I came home. But before all that, I went out to dinner with Laura.
Where you ate pasta?
Yes.
And talked about...
Us.
Us? You and Laura?
You and me.
You told her about us?
Well, not exactly. I told her a carefully tailored version of the truth.
I'm dying to hear it.
So was she.
You don't seem to understand that whatever you say, I'm not going to trust you.
Why not?
Because you've told so many lies so many times that I don't believe you know where the truth is anymore.
But at least let me explain the problem.
What problem?
With Lydia.
I wasn't aware there was a problem with Lydia.
Well, there is. I just didn't know how to tell you. I didn't think you'd want to know.
Well, 2 or 3 months ago, I might have done.
But then a part of you must still want to.
Just tell me what the hell you're talking about.
Lydia's in love with me. But I don't love her.
This is superb. I love it.
You've brought me here to tell me this.
Laura, just wait. Just hear me out.
You're saying it's just a big, one-sided thing in which you have no part, hmm?
As a matter of
fact. Oh, completely unrequited.
I swear. You remember that evening?
What evening?
That awful evening. The one you're always going on about.
Well, how could I forget it?
Well, that's when I first found out about it.
We'd only just met her.
Yes, of course, I know. And that's when she decided to have a crush on me.
Oh, just like that, like an adolescent schoolgirl.
If you like.
I don't like, and I don't think I'm particularly convinced that Lydia is capable of such weakness.
Well, believe me, she is. You could see what she was like that evening.
Isn't he sweet?
All over you.
Isn't he just so cute?
It was just a mean, cheap seduction routine. She can't help herself.
Oh, and you can.
I didn't want anything to do with it.
Why do I find this so hard to accept?
It's understandable. I wouldn't like it.
Wouldn't you?
Of course not. Not knowing where I stood, threatened by someone else's interest in you. Why do you think I don't like this Alex bloke?
Alex isn't interested in me.
Oh, God. Open your eyes, Laura. He's all over you like a rash.
Is he?
Of course he is.
Just tell me one thing.
What thing?
Did Lydia have anything to do with you getting that job at Arcadian?
The truth lies in wait for us like a sprung trap.
Dean?
What?
She did, didn't she?
No, of course not.
Too late, too slow.
I know for a fact that you're lying.
How can you?
Because you hesitated.
One moment you're free, and the next you lie helpless, with jagged metal biting viciously into your flesh.
Oh, this is useless.
Look, where are you going?
If I can't rely on you to tell me the truth, there's no earthly point in staying.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, she did.
I knew it.
It's not so hard to guess once you realise that she had a crush on me.
She'd have done anything for you.
Exactly.
Especially if she thought it would win your favour.
I never gave her anything in return, if that's what you're saying.
What, she never asked for it?
Well, she asked for it.
Well, that's called harassment, Dean. Sexual harassment in the workplace. And you'd be within your right to take out a complaint.
I couldn't do that.
Why not?
Who'd believe me?
Why shouldn't they believe you?
Well, look, think about it. I mean, it doesn't sound very likely, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Someone like Lydia, well, she could have any man she wants. And besides, who would believe I hadn't responded willingly?
Responded?
I mean...
willingly.
That I hadn't taken advantage of the situation.
And did you take advantage of the situation?
No, of course I didn't. Of course I didn't.
Well, you say that one more time and perhaps I'll believe you.
Of course I didn't.
And she believed you?
Why shouldn't she believe me?
Then how come you and Barney found it necessary to go out later and throw bricks through the Environment Agency's window?
What?
Like a couple of delinquent kids?
I don't know what...
You're not going to start lying to me as well now, Dean.
How did you know about the window?
I know about everything, Dean.
I feel like I'm on a roller coaster.
I'm waiting, Dean.
It was a prank. It was just a stupid prank.
Yes, it was.
Whatever it is I'm started on.
And if you ever pull a prank like that again...
I have absolutely no control of it anymore.
I shall fall in love with you and marry you.
What?
Provided, of course, that you don't get caught in the act.
And I can't tell if I want the ride to end.
In which case, I shall disown you completely.
Or to take me with it forever.
Come in.
You're not supposed to be here.
I know. It's just... the day I've had. I thought maybe I could take you out for a meal.
I'm sorry. I'm bushed.
I've brought you a bottle. Just to say thanks.
For what?
Talking to me.
Why didn't you phone before you came?
I lost your number. I'm hopeless like that.
You threw it away?
Of course I didn't. I kept thinking about the things you said.
Listen... I am a bit hungry. Why don't you pop down the Chinese and pick up a takeaway?
Really?
Sweet and sour chicken. It's left at the lights and then about 50 yards down on the left.
All right, I'll be right back.
Right.
What am I doing here? Well, don't ask me. I'm trying to start over, I guess. I'm looking for a clean slate. I'm trying to find a way out of all of the lies and the deceit. Because that's what's wearing me down all day. Oof! Watch out where you're going, will you?
Is that you back?
Yep.
Maybe there is no clean slate. There's always something dragging along behind you, tugging at your emotions, muddying the waters, clouding your head. For as long as I can remember, well, with Laura, certainly, we never even had a chance.
Who was that bloke?
What bloke?
Well, some bloke knocked into me as I was coming in.
Downstairs flat.
I didn't know there was a downstairs flat. I don't know where people get off being so rude.
It's a cruel, vicious world out there.
The world is what you make it.
Oh, yeah. Right. Tell that to the poor and the abused in the terminally ill.
All right. I didn't mean anything.
You never had to fight for anything your whole comfortable life, did you?
What do you know?
Come on, Dean. Be honest. Looking like you do, with your education, I bet it all just slipped into place like a matinee film.
Yeah, all that's missing is the happy ending.
Well, you won't find it here, sugar.
She's probably right. You want to eat this Chinese, or shall I tip it over your head?
Let's see.
But then again, I'm not looking for it here. All I'm looking for here is a bit of escape. Something to take my mind off Lydia and all her antics.
You better come into my office.
Oh, something wrong, Lyd?
You tell me.
I don't understand.
What were you doing in Norfolk?
Well, you know what I was doing in Norfolk. You practically ordered me there to patch things up with Laura.
Which you told me you had done.
Which I have done.
And why the hell should I care about the state of your relationship with Laura?
Oh, because that's the kind of sharing, caring girl you are.
Don't get smart with me. There is more at stake here than your pathetic adolescent love affair.
It's not exactly a love affair after 6 years.
The reason you were in Norfolk, in case it had completely slipped your mind, and the reason Laura's in Norfolk too, come to that, is because of the biggest investment in the history of Arcadian Enterprises. An investment which guarantees your employment in perpetuity, a development worth £500 million in total.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Sam?
You're telling me Lydia sent you up to Norfolk to make things up with Laura?
Yes.
Lydia wants you with Laura?
Yeah, don't tell me. It's perverse.
You thought Lydia was the one you were screwing on the side.
I am. Although, to be more accurate, I would say that she was screwing me, and it's not really on the side.
So why should Lydia want you back with Laura?
Well, Laura works for the Environment Agency.
So?
So, the Environment Agency is now a statutory consultee in our development proposal.
Now there's a coincidence.
Lydia thought it would be a good idea to have someone, a person we could contact on an informal basis as a sounding board, if you like.
A spy, you mean?
No, of course not. Laura doesn't know anything about this.
She doesn't know?
No. I encouraged her, that's all. I encouraged her to take up the job at the Environment Agency when it came up.
A job which, just by chance, would provide you with useful inside information?
No, I wouldn't call it inside information.
What would you call it?
Intelligence, I guess.
And that was your sole interest in patching things up with her?
No, of course not.
So if it wasn't for this development, you wouldn't even be bothering with her?
I don't know what I'd be doing if it wasn't for this development. At least I could get out from under Lydia's spell. Oh. I look back at my life, and I wonder how the hell...
You're not surprised.
How the hell did I get into this situation? It hardly even matters now.
Why not just walk away from it?
Some days, I'd jack the whole thing in just to get shot of all of this. But I can't.
Why not?
She'd kill me.
You understand what I'm saying, Dean?
I understand what you're saying, Lydia.
Screw things up here and your life won't be worth living.
I won't screw things up.
You will never work again anywhere.
Why should I screw things up?
Then what in God's name is the meaning of this?
What is it?
It's an enforcement notice.
What?
An enforcement notice signed by Scott Paxton, claiming that we or our representatives have been in breach of planning procedures in relation to the Warren Fen development site.
What breach of planning procedures?
You tell me.
But this is ridiculous. All that's happened is a bit of clearance work. Let me see this.
You knew about this.
About what?
About the clearance.
It's not like we've started building or anything.
It doesn't matter whether we've started building.
So how can we have breached planning procedures?
It doesn't matter whether we've breached the planning procedures. This is PR, Dean. All we need is the merest whisper that we tried to act before consent was granted, and we're stuffed. The next thing we know, the local paper will get hold of it, and it'll be the kiss of death. Bye-bye, Millennium Project. Bye-bye, Lydia, and bye-bye, Dean.
We can appeal. 21 days.
No.
It says so here.
No clearance work. No appeal.
Why not?
No attention to ourselves in any way. The planning committee is split already. All we need is one brain-dead councillor crossing over to the other side, and that's it. Public inquiry, here we come. I don't even know if I can hold the money together that long.
Well, let me look into it.
Well, what the hell good will looking into it do?
Well, don't you want to know who's behind all this?
I mean, someone somewhere must be ratting on us. Otherwise, how would the council know about it?
I suppose look into it, but get the message out. No site presence. It isn't worth the risk.
What an ugly world you live in.
Oh, it isn't so bad.
Who needs another shopping mall, anyway?
It's not a shopping mall.
We've got enough rubbish without buying more.
That's not the point. Even when no one needs any more, they've still got to go on shopping.
What the hell for?
Because if they don't shop, they can't buy things. And if they don't buy things, then factories can't make them. And if factories don't make them, then people lose their jobs.
And if people lose their jobs, they can't go shopping anymore.
Exactly.
Well, it's just a vicious circle.
Wrong. As long as people go on shopping, it's a virtuous circle. More consumption means more production. More production means more jobs. More jobs means more money.
To go shopping with.
Of course. But so what? The system works. It's when you stop shopping, that's when it gets vicious, and believe me, it's vicious. It's not just that people can't shop. They can't eat, they can't clothe themselves properly, or live in decent houses, or save for the future, or give their kids a good education.
Oh, I see. So that's why you're building this shopping mall. It's a social project.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. It's a sound money-making venture.
That's something I thought it might be.
But at the same time, it's in everyone's best interest.
But what about the environment?
Oh, one little retail complex isn't going to destroy the planet.
It's not just one, though, is it? If what you're saying is true, we'll need an endless line of shopping malls just to keep the system running. There'll be no countryside left.
That's not what bothers these environmentalists.
What does bother them?
Some stupid, insignificant, useless bird. The bittern.
And that's why they serve this enforcement notice?
As far as I can tell.
Did you find out who is responsible?
I spent the whole day on the phone to Norfolk.
Maybe it's your little spy at the Environment Agency.
Well, that's what I thought at first, but it wasn't.
Who was it?
Trouble is, we've gone and bloody shot ourselves in the foot, the way I see it.
By getting caught out with Lydia?
Not exactly, no. Although it hasn't helped. We submitted a detailed environmental impact statement.
I'd have thought that's good.
No, it depends. It's good PR. It makes it look like we care. But it's a risk. You put out an impact statement, the Environment Agency has to respond to it. Or someone else might get hold of it.
And someone has?
Yes.
Do you know who this someone is?
Alex Sawyer. He's a local newspaper reporter.
What does he know about the environment?
Well, he seems to have made it his business to know. He also seems to have made it his business to befriend Laura.
Do I detect some jealousy here?
Not at all. No, of course not.
Really?
But since she's employed by the agency and he's determined to cause as much trouble as he can, she's about the most powerful ally he could get.
Which is exactly what you didn't want when you set her up as a spy there.
We didn't set her up as a spy.
Sorry. Encouraged her to take a job which would provide you with insider information.
Expert knowledge.
Whatever.
But, yes. The bottom line is, we scored an own goal.
Not to mention that he works for the local newspaper.
What am I going to tell Lydia?
You haven't told her yet.
She'd left before I found this out.
You better tell her, before this enforcement notice is front page news in the local rag.
She'll kill me.
She'll kill you if she finds out you didn't tell her.
I'm stuffed, aren't I?
And all this trouble over one little shopping mall.
It's not a shopping mall. It's an out-of-town retail village.
Sorry.
With a vast array of modern consumer facilities.
Such as?
Oh, leisure centre, health centre, youth centre.
Nature centre?
No, but that's a good idea.
It's a sick idea.
No, I'll get someone onto it. We'll stuff their stupid bitten and stick it on show, then at least people might see it.
Poor little thing.
I ought to be shot.
It probably doesn't want to be on the show.
I don't see why any of us should give a damn what it wants. What's the bitten ever done for us, I'd like to know? It's just a hopeless bird that's failed in the struggle for survival.
Like thousands of species before it and thousands more to come.
Precisely.
Including the human race.
Well, maybe, who knows? But we're not going to stave off the evil hour by slowing down progress for a creature too dumb to get out of the way.
Perhaps we should share some sympathy with it, though, while we both still can.
Oh, God, I don't know. Maybe I've been around Lydia too long.
Maybe you have.
Trouble is, she has no respect for anyone or anything that can't stand up for itself.
She sounds so attractive. I wonder what you see in her.
I wonder what she sees in me.
I suspect she sees a good lay and an easy slave.
Is that a compliment or an insult?
It's a compliment and an insult.
You working at the Happy Chef tomorrow?
No, I do some other work some days.
Oh, what kind of work?
Nothing. Just temping, whatever I can get.
You could have a good job. You're bright enough.
Oh, I bet there's loads of black women at Arcadian Enterprises.
Are you temping tomorrow?
I'm not sure yet.
I was only wondering.
Sorry. I don't think so.
Oh, why not?
My 3/4-size bed is just too small.
It was big enough the other night.
The stakes are higher now. This whole thing is getting too intense.
Isn't that just typical?
Well, fine. If that's how you feel.
Hey, come on. Don't pout. Pour me another drink and tell me all about your love for nature.
It's true that I've been with more than my fair share of beautiful women. But the truth is, I don't understand the whole damn species. One minute they want it, the next they don't. But I'll tell you one thing. In the survival stakes, they're much better equipped than men are. By some freak of evolution, they got control of their hormones. With more than my fair share of beautiful women. But the truth is, I don't understand the whole damn species. One minute they want it, the next they don't. But I'll tell you one thing. In the survival stakes, they're much better equipped than men are. By some freak of evolution, they got control of their hormones.
Lydia. Excuse me. Lydia.
What is it, Dean? I'm in a hurry.
I need to talk to you.
Can't it wait?
Not really, no. It's about Laura and Norfolk.
Well, go on, then.
It seems she's got friendly with this journalist.
What journalist?
His name is Alex Sawyer.
What kind of friendly?
I don't know.
Are you telling me you haven't got back with Laura after all?
No, that's not the point.
Well, it better not be, because I don't appreciate being lied to.
What I'm trying to tell you is, I think this guy is the one who pushed the council to serve an enforcement notice on us.
How could he?
He runs some kind of local environmental protest group.
I thought you said he was a journalist. Oh, my God.
Exactly.
He's a journalist.
And he knows about the enforcement notice.
Just when you think things can't get worse.
Lydia?
Guess what?
Hello, Robert. Can it wait?
They get worse.
No, as a matter of fact, it can't wait. I need to see you in my office now. And bring Dean Finch with you.
Who's rattled his cage?
Leave him to me. I'll handle it, whatever it is.
Please, sit down. Dean?
Sir?
Is something wrong, Sir Robert?
Tell me how things are progressing.
Pretty well, on the whole.
Planning consent?
Not yet. It looks likely they'll call a meeting of the planning committee in the next couple of weeks.
But it isn't going to a public inquiry?
Not unless the planning committee recommends refusal. And they'd only do that if the environment agency kicks up a stink.
Any reason why they should?
They're still reviewing our impact statement. Apparently they'll respond in writing this week to the planning officer.
How does the council stand?
They're split. We're working on a couple of waivers.
Where's the opposition coming from?
Oh, some local traders, environmental objectors, no one with much standing.
And this reporter?
Well, it's nothing we can't handle.
What reporter?
All minor objections.
What sort of objections?
There's an application for SSSI status. Site of special scientific interest.
On our site?
Neighbouring land.
On what basis?
It's, what is Dean?
Bittern, sir. A species of bird.
A bird?
Yes, sir. It's supposedly rather rare.
Who's making the application?
A local environmental lobby group. POW. Protect Our Wetlands, they call themselves.
POW? They can't be serious.
It seems they may get some backing from the RSPB.
Did we mention this bird in our impact statement?
No, sir.
Why not?
No one knew it was there except this group.
Well, I can't honestly believe the council is going to turn down a profitable local venture for the sake of some bird no one even knows about.
No, sir.
However.
What is it?
Howard Stone called. I've just come off the phone with him.
What did he want?
I don't know if you remember, a couple of years ago, one of those acquisitions we picked up cheap near Mulderwick.
In Norfolk?
East Coast Textiles.
Oh, God, don't remind me.
You remember the incident?
I was regional manager. It was a PR nightmare.
Remind me of the details.
There was a spill. Some chemical they used to finish the cloth.
Perchloroethene.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And then a hardware fault, a forklift. Ruptured a storage tank or something like that.
Yes.
Several tons of the stuff had leaked away before anyone noticed. The press got hold of it. Stone took us to court.
What happened in court?
We got away pretty light in the end. I mean, a fine, but it was peanuts. I managed to keep Arcadian out of the firing line.
Stone knows it was our plant.
The agency knew, but I kept it away from the press.
How did he manage that?
It was my job.
Lydia is the best PR manager in the business.
It wasn't common knowledge that we had acquired the plant. I didn't venture that information. There used to be an old family firm that was on the verge of bankruptcy for years.
And the machinery is falling apart.
We picked it up very cheap.
We should have reinvested.
Nobody was reinvesting in the early 90s. They still aren't unless they're pushed. What is the point of all this?
The point of all this is that Howard Stone wants to know where the report from it is.
What report?
A report which he says should have been commissioned following that incident.
I don't remember a report.
We were supposed to investigate the likelihood of further contamination from the spill.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Have you any idea whether it got written?
It must have done.
So where is it?
Records, environment.
And what does it say?
I have absolutely no idea.
Then may I suggest you make it your business to find out?
I thought this was all dead and buried long ago.
It seems to have resurfaced.
How?
In someone's private water supply.
You mean the chemical has resurfaced?
That's what Stone seems to think.
Oh.
One of his pollution officers found PCE at over 200 micrograms per litre in a borehole at one of the local farms.
How do we know it comes from East Coast Textiles?
We don't, and neither do they. That's why they want the report.
Right. We'll get on to it.
And another thing.
Yes.
You might start thinking about an appropriate strategy to deal with the eventuality that Arcadian is responsible for contaminating a local water supply.
Yes, of course. Leave it to me.
Thank you, Lydia.
Something uncomfortable is stirring at the back of my mind. At first, I try to suppress it. The last thing I want to know is that Laura...
One of his pollution officers found PCE...
...is involved in this. Or worse still...
Who is this Alex character?
Alex Sawyer.
He's been helping us over some water pollution.
Really? What kind of pollution?
Well, it's just a local borehole that's got polluted with a toxic chemical.
There couldn't be two pollution officers, could there? Two polluted boreholes, two contamination incidents, two parallel universes, and somehow I got trapped in the wrong one.
Look at this.
You found the report.
Look at this.
Taking into account the physical properties of the chemical and bearing in mind the permeability of the substratum...
Yes, this bit here, for God's sake.
We conclude that there is a non-negligible probability of perchloroethane from the incident percolating through the substratum to reach groundwater layers at depth.
Further tests are recommended to establish whether or not this has occurred.
They're saying that this accident might have been responsible for polluting the Tibbet water supply.
The what?
What?
What did you say?
I mean, it seems like this report could implicate us in the pollution.
You said polluting the Tibbetts' water supply.
Did I?
What do you know about this incident?
I don't really know anything.
Then how do you know whose water supply got polluted?
I don't.
Dean, this is important, for God's sake. Tell me what you know.
And so I try to piece it together. As much for myself as for Lydia. Just trudging up to Norfolk on Lydia's say-so. Going down on my hands and knees to plead for Laura's forgiveness. A whole string of implausible lies and excuses, phoning her, calling in on her, chasing her out to that stupid farm in the middle of nowhere, and that's when it clicks. That was the Tibbetts farm. That was the polluted water supply.
How far is this farm from Mulderwick?
I don't know. Maybe 5 miles tops.
Is it possible this chemical could have got from one plant to the farm?
Were any of those tests they recommended carried out?
I don't have a clue.
We'd better find out.
You better find out.
And what if they haven't been carried out?
It doesn't bear thinking about.
Look, we weren't legally obliged to carry them out. It was only a recommendation.
We are legally obliged not to pollute the environment through our own negligence.
I remembered something else.
What?
Some child got sick.
From this pollution?
The family seems to think so.
That is perfectly wonderful. That is all I need to make my day complete.
And there's another thing.
I don't think I want to know anymore.
This Alex character I was telling you about?
The journalist?
Yes.
Please, God, don't tell me he's involved in this as well.
I don't know for sure.
But he might be.
He seems to have struck up some kind of friendship with Laura.
So let me get this straight. He's close to the Environment Agency.
Only through Laura.
He knows about the enforcement notice.
Well, I think he instigated it.
And he writes for the local press. Anything else I need to know about him?
It's possible that he's got something to do with the agency's involvement in this pollution incident.
Tell me this isn't true.
But I'm only going on what Laura's told me.
It's like a nightmare. It's my worst possible nightmare. This man is my worst possible nightmare. We'll have to buy him out.
He didn't seem the type.
Don't be ridiculous, everyone's the type. It's just a question of how much they'll take.
It's dangerous, though. Suppose he turns against us. All we need is a charge of corruption and we're sunk.
All we need is a whiff of PCE in the water supply and we're sunk. We'll be looking at months of prevarication.
A public inquiry.
This Alex character is way too dangerous to be wandering around with an ear to the Environment Agency and a voice to the local press.
Well, there's not a lot we can do about that.
There's always something we can do.
Like what? What?
I'm going to tell you something which you will never, ever repeat to a living soul.
If you say so.
When Barney was 5, and I was 12, our mother walked out on us.
I don't see what...
My father was a metal worker.
I never knew you even had one.
He spent most of his wage packet on booze, and he came home drunk every night and vicious. He beat my mother until she'd had enough of it.
Did he hit you too?
Me, no. He wouldn't dare. Barney couldn't defend himself.
No wonder he's so screwed up.
He's not screwed up. Who says he's screwed up? Barney will be just fine so long as he's got me.
Sure, whatever. So why are you telling me this?
We stuck it out for a year and a half. And then we left.
You and Barney ran away from home?
It wasn't a home.
How old were you?
14. But I looked 17. I already had things that men wanted.
What things?
Oh, you know, Dean, you know damn well, because I still have things that men want, don't I, love a boy?
You're telling me you did what exactly?
It doesn't matter what I did. The point is I did what I had to do. I've always done what I have to do. To protect Barney. To protect myself. To make sure that never in my life will I ever have to rely on anyone to provide me with the things that make life worth living.
It's hard to believe you're where you are now.
Is it, Dean?
Well, coming from a background like that.
Yes, I suppose it is for someone of your limited imagination and resources. You've never known anything but comfort.
But hang on a minute. My family was working class.
Working class, my Aunt Fanny. There is no working class. There's the great broad swathe of middle classes all pouring over each other to get to the top. And then there's the sewer. Deprivation, social exclusion, abuse. Oh, and that sewer...
That's a pretty bleak picture of society.
That sewer is waiting for all of us. It's waiting to catch us the moment we fall. Why do you think everyone's so desperate to climb up the ladder?
Everyone's greedy at heart, I guess.
They're greedy. But that's not the point.
But what is the point?
The point is they're putting as much distance as they possibly can between their lives and that sewer, just like I did. When I got married to Alvin Longman, I was 21. And he was 53.
You married him for his money.
I married him for his distance. And the minute I married him, it was my distance, and it was Barney's distance. I've achieved more distance from the sewer than most people could even dream of, and I am never going back there.
No one's saying you have to go back there. Just tell me what I can do to help.
You?
You know I'll help you all I can.
Dean, you couldn't even take a piss without someone holding it for you.
Look, I know you're upset.
I'm not upset. Well, you think this is the first time I've been in a tricky situation? This is nothing. This is nothing. Here's what we're going to do.
You have to admit, she's extraordinary.
You will find out whether or not these tests they recommended were done.
Right.
You will also track down any further copies of this report.
Could there be one at the Moldowick plant?
Could even be one at the Environment Agency, and they just haven't found it yet. They mustn't find it. Whatever happens, I want no one outside of us two to know what's in it until I've devised a holding strategy.
What kind of holding strategy?
We're going to commission some tests.
What for?
Because a recent report into a contamination incident at one of Arcadian's manufacturing outlets appears to have recommended it.
I mean, I don't know how much I believe this story about physical abuse.
And what if the tests show contamination of the groundwater?
But you can't deny the strength in her.
Don't you know anything about science, Dean? You can always find a scientist to give you the results you want.
That's not science.
I want you in Norfolk.
Oh, how long for this time?
As long as it takes. I need you there, on site, where I can reach you.
What are you going to do?
I am going to talk to Sir Bob.
He's going to go completely mental.
Just let me deal with it.
It must have come from somewhere.
You know what you're supposed to do?
Yes.
Good.
And it's like an aphrodisiac. That power, that passion, that self-assurance.
Now do it.
I'm packing my bag to scurry up to Norfolk, and I'm thinking about Lydia. Again. It's strange to think you can know someone for so long and be so intimate with them, and yet not know them at all.
You've got enough wool there.
Mum.
You got your woolies?
Yes, yes, yes. I've got everything. Dad, tell her not to worry.
Don't worry, Sal.
It's all very well for you to say don't worry. You won't lie awake all night till he comes home for Christmas. Who are all these people?
Mum, please, they're just students.
They all look too young to be away from home.
Oh, Dad, please, get her out of here. Go and have tea on the King's Parade while I get these cases up to my room.
Come on, Sal, let's go.
I'm not leaving you here. I'm not leaving him here.
Just get in the car, Mum. I'll be 10 minutes, that's all.
10 minutes? You promise?
I promise.
Going to manage all that luggage.
Go, Dad. Just go.
Bye, then. See you later.
That.
Oh. I want a hand with something.
Oh, well, thanks. It would help.
First, yeah?
Yeah.
Which block are you in?
B block, I think.
It's this way.
Oh, great. You're not first, are you?
No. Well, kind of. I had to retake.
Oh, why?
I failed last year. Again. What's your name?
Dean Finch. What's yours?
Barney.
It seemed at the time like a real piece of luck, bumping into someone like Barney and finding he wanted to be friends with me. He seemed to know everything there was to know about the place. And best of all, he had a sports car.
Where are we going?
Where do you want to go?
Don't mind. Anywhere.
Oh, well, let's get laid.
Get laid?
Yeah, why not? It's Friday night. Town is full of red lights and welcome mats.
No, I don't think...
You've never been to a massage parlour?
No, of course not. Have you?
Well, why not? Never get it the other way. Not now.
What other way?
Oh, you know. Doll up with a plebs. Wiggle your butt around to lousy music. Struggle to make conversation with some sweet little cabbage. Pay your compliments. Eat Italian food. Oh, so much effort. And all for what? Next day, you discover she's a psycho with a marriage complex. At least this way, you know what the price is. You get what you pay for.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Dean.
No, I really don't think I should.
Okay. I'm not going to force the issue. I'll tell you what.
What?
Let's go to Norfolk.
What's in Norfolk?
My sister, Lydia. She's going to love you.
So, that was it. I could have had a night out in a local brothel, but instead I got to meet the single most influential person in the whole of my life. In a way, my life only really started that night. Or, to be more precise, the following morning.
Hello! Morning! Oh,
Barney!
What?
Shut that window, it's freezing.
I'll tell you what you need.
Another 4 hours sleep.
Someone to warm your bed up.
Oh, you're not still trying to get me laid.
Tell me something, Dean. Have you ever been laid?
Of course I have, loads of times.
Not like this, you haven't.
But, Barney, you're not...
Me? Good God, no! No, you're not my type. Come in.
Barney, wait, no, I'm not dressed.
Pull the sheets off.
Barney, what nurse time did you...
Oh. Morning, Lydia.
You didn't tell me we had a visitor.
My friend Dean. Dean, meet my sister, Lydia.
Pleased to meet you.
Well, isn't he coy?
He hasn't got any pyjamas.
Doesn't bother me. Does it bother you, Barney?
I think it bothers Dean, sis.
How sweet. Barney, do me a favour.
You know I will.
You're so good at bringing home delicious things for breakfast. Why don't you go out and buy some fresh bread for us? There's a love.
Fresh bread. Coming up.
Don't leave me.
Don't worry, Dean. I'll take good care of you.
What are you doing?
Just taking a peek at what you're hiding. You don't mind?
No, I suppose... not as long as you... Hey.
You ticklish?
No.
Your skin is so smooth.
Is it?
You've been at the gym, Dean.
Listen, I don't mean to be rude or anything, but... Would you mind if I just got dressed?
As a matter of fact, I would. And I also think it would be a crying shame, considering...
Considering what?
Considering what's going on underneath that sheet. You can always stop me if you change your mind.
If I change my mind. If I change my mind. From the moment I saw her, it's like I haven't even had a mind. I'm following something else here. I know what you're thinking, but it isn't just that. It's like I'm possessed by Lydia.
Hello?
Oh, Sam, it's me.
Who's there?
It's Dean. I was hoping you'd be there.
I'm going out in a minute.
Yeah, the thing is, I've got to go back up to Norfolk today, so I was wondering if I could see you before I go.
It's not a good idea.
Sam? Are you there? Sam! Damn.
I didn't have to go and see her. What was I trying to prove? Maybe just that I wasn't, after all, consumed by Lydia. That I still had an ounce of freedom left.
Barney? Barney, this is wonderful.
All right, Helen?
I simply love this house. I love it. Do you all live here?
Well, Alvin's in South Africa most of the time.
Who's Alvin?
My sister's husband.
So your sister, Lydia, is that her name? She lives here on her own most of the time.
My sister is an extraordinary woman, Helen. She needs an extraordinary house to live in.
Well, she's certainly got one. It's amazing. Who's that over there? It's Dean. Dean? I didn't know he was going to be here.
Why don't we catch him later? He seems to be deep in conversation. Did you see the garden? I must show you our new farm.
Dean, don't be such a spoilsport. Who's going to know?
Oh, someone might see us.
No one will see us, I promise you.
But your husband's here.
He's as blind as a bat.
He doesn't know. About us, I mean.
Of course not.
What are we going to do?
Why should we have to do anything?
I think I'm falling in love with you.
Don't be ridiculous, Dean. Of course you're not. It's lust. And it's perfectly healthy. But don't go confusing it with anything else.
But what you need is a girlfriend to take your mind off things. Why don't you find yourself a nice little college girl?
I don't want a nice little college girl.
You'd be surprised how much fun it could be. I mean, it won't be like you and me, of course.
I thought what we had was special.
It is special, isn't it? It's special to me.
I swear to you, that was not what was in my mind when I met Laura. I never intended for Laura to be that nice little college girl. I thought that we could be happy together. I really did.
But look at us, chasing after happiness. No wonder we're all unhappy.
So, what do we all do instead, Finch?
Don't ask me. I haven't got a clue.
Sit and wait for happiness to come to us, perhaps.
Maybe.
And it does come, doesn't it? Sometimes.
Laura, why are you looking at me that way?
That you know.
It was simple and kind of innocent. At least it seemed that way. In reality, of course, it couldn't have been, because Lydia was already there in the shadows.
Laura.
What?
I swear I tried to set things straight.
There's something I need to tell you.
Oh, no. There's nothing you need to tell me.
No, wait. There's something important.
Shh. Tell me later.
But somehow, I just never managed it.
Perfect, Dean. I knew you could do it.
Lydia, I didn't do it for you.
Of course you didn't.
You don't understand.
Of course I understand.
Then why are you being so horrible to her?
I'm not being horrible to her.
But you've reduced her to tears with this stupid game of yours.
Well, I've no sympathy for her and her first-class Cambridge degree.
All I know is, whatever you think, I care for her and I don't want her hurt.
Dean? How sweet.
Laura?
What is it?
I'm really sorry.
I don't understand.
You better pack some things and I'll take you to the station.
Why, Barney? What's happened?
Her father's had a heart attack.
Heart attack.
Your mother is with him.
I'll help you pack.
Oh, don't die, Dad. Please, God, don't die.
Come on, Babe. Let's get your things. You want me to come with you? I would have gone with her if she'd wanted me to. I would have given up Lydia. We could have had a totally different kind of life. A good life.
Sam? Hello? Is there anyone home?
The upstairs door is swinging open.
Sam? It's Dean. You there?
As soon as I peer inside, I know that something is wrong. The furniture's gone. The floor is bare.
What the hell?
Whoever left quickly, without tidying up. On the kitchen top, I find a brown A4-sized envelope. Someone has scrawled a single word on the outside of it in blue ink.
Sorry? Well, sorry for what?
Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, God, please tell me this isn't true. About 20 in total. Taken presumably from where?
From there.
From a flat across the street. Me and Sam in various configurations. Not all of them clear. But it's clear what we're doing. It couldn't be clearer.
I don't understand.
Who the hell would have done such a thing like that? And what for? Oh, Barney, I bet. It's some stupid prank of Barney's.
Just promise me you'll stop somewhere and sober up.
But why would he do such a thing?
Happy chef, don't forget!
And what will he do with the negatives? Give them to Lydia. Lydia will kill me. Or send them to Laura and ruin my life for good. Whichever way, I'm stuffed. Then it dawns on me. The worst bit of all.
Sam!
You're not a waitress, are you?
I do some other kinds of work.
What kind of work?
Nothing. Just temping. Whatever I can get.
Sam, who seems so sweet, who listened to my troubles and pretended to care.
I'll give you bloody sorry.
And suddenly it feels like every woman I've ever met has always just been out to screw me in whatever way they can.
All except one.
All except one.
Laura.
The one I can never get back to.